You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Chris Pimlott with you this time to look ahead to Thursday's racing. Plenty of action coming up on Thursday as well. Southall, Toaster, Wincanton, Chelmsford and Clonmel, the cards on Thursday. We're going to focus our attentions on Southall and Wincanton in just a few moments. First things first, good afternoon, Mr. Pimlott.
Very good afternoon to you, Alex. And blimey, it's a beautiful day here in Yorkshire. Sun shining, blue sky, no wind. It's like paradise.
It is. We're recording this at about lunchtime on Wednesday. Fingers crossed it stays like that for the rest of the day and maybe a few more days as well.
Yeah, the wind's certainly been a help drying the situation out a little bit, hasn't it? Badly needed. And obviously a lot of the races over hurdles and over fences of late have been run on real heavy and testing conditions.
We're going to start, before we get to tomorrow's racing, by looking at the Grand National, because the front page of the Racing Post goes with the fact that Buywise is going to be aimed at the race. It's a horse that is known for not being able to jump very well, has plenty of ability, but continues to frustrate in competitive handicap chases. They're going to try for the National with it. What are your thoughts, Pimmers?
I'm worried. I'm very worried indeed. God blimey. I mean, he ran a great race, I thought, at Doncaster at the weekend, and he looked to flatter the deceiver about two or three out as if he was going to keep coming on and take part in the finish. But he just kept plugging on. But no, to be fair to him, I thought he ran really well in the hands of veteran jockey Brian Harding. But, and I'm quoting here from the owner, Hewell Jones, who I presume will be from the Valleys, boyo.
Correct.
I have a theory about the National. Buywise is going to sit out the back and will be jumping through the holes in the fences the other horses have made. Whoever rides him will be seeking out those holes. I mean, fantastic instructions when you're in that paddock on Grand National Day. Don't worry, just follow them through. Find the gaps in the hedges and you just jump through those gaps. Well, what happens if he's in the inside and the gap doesn't come there? He's going to have to jump the fence. Then he's going to have to go tack across to the middle to find a gap. Then back into... Ooh. It just sounds to me a recipe for disaster, to be honest.
Well, I think if you're having to take orders like that, if you're having to follow those, surely that cannot inspire confidence that your horse is capable of jumping around unaided.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, when I read some of this, I actually turned the page to the front and just make sure it wasn't April 1st. You know what I mean? it's all exciting stuff. And Evan Williams has been chastised himself, saying he's been running him over the wrong trip. And, oh, Clump, he's made a complete prat by running him over the wrong trip all his life. So, you know, interesting stuff. I suppose it also tells us another story that there's not much to write about yesterday.
Well, this is the thing, though, because I think Buywise is very talented. You said that he ran a good race at Doncaster. He continues to run good races. Could he not be a classic Evan Williams out the back in a National, runs on to take fourth, as we've seen with State of Play, as we've seen with Cap of Blur numerous times? Why not?
I think you're being hypnotised by Mr. Jones as well, to be perfectly honest. I mean, we're looking to have the first Welsh-trained Grand National winner since Kirtling back in 1905. So it's a fair while since a Welsh National winner has come our way. And I think if we're relying on Buywise, we're going to wait a bit longer.
OK. Buywise priced up at 50-1 with us for the race. Incidentally, the betting looks like this. 12-1 for Many Clouds. 20's The Druid's Nephew, 25's Don Polly, Guniella, Shut the Front Door, Sylvania Coconti, The Last Samurai and Triolo Delenn, and 33's or bigger the rest if you fancy a bet there. Right,
shall we move on? Shame we haven't got Darren Owen in.
Well, he loves the national for ages.
Blimey, he could be. He lives for the Grand National rather than Cheltenham Festival, doesn't he?
I don't think he'd think much of Bywise going for the race, though. I think that would be.
But he's one of his own, isn't
it? Well,
he's one of the boyos, isn't he?
But don't you think it would be indicative of the fact that it's just a glorified flat race now, according to Mr. Owen?
Oh, is it really?
That's the...
Right, well, that's maybe just as well for Bywise.
Exactly. Yeah. He could do with it being like that.
Exactly.
But in all seriousness, you couldn't give the horse a chance.
Not at all. Not at all. But great, live the dream. Why not?
Yeah, you've got to have a go, haven't you? And it could be that the horse all of a sudden goes, hang on, I can jump.
Yeah.
I like these fences.
The other thing is, the National often throws up a story, doesn't it?
Mm.
This would be some story, I'll tell you.
It would indeed. It would indeed. OK, we'll move on to the best of Thursday's action then. We're going to start at Southall Pimmers with the 150. It's a handicap over 5 furlongs. 10 runners going to post, and it's a pretty competitive affair.
Very competitive affair, that is for sure. 6 furlongs the trip. Basically, the draw yesterday, or should I say it's 5 furlongs the trip. Race ran over 6 furlongs on Tuesday at Southall, and the draw was 5-1-6 for the first 3 home. So it seems that you need to be a little bit nearer that inside rail than you have been of late. And again, interesting one or two in here. Excellent Aims ran really well in defeat last twice. Finished behind Boxing Shadows at Lingfield last time. Lulu Stanford, very capable young lady this. Good value for her £7. And that'll certainly help George Markson's 9-year-old with the weights, that's for sure. Another horse that comes into the race in good form was his... John Jenkins is fine and dandy. I thought he ran really well at Wolves last time out when he just got headed inside the final furlong and just got a little bit weary, dreary. But I thought that was an encouraging run after a bit of an absence. And the other horse that's obviously interesting is Sir Geoffrey, Josephine Gordon. Only claims the 5 now. She's good value for that 5 as well. And, well, Sir Geoffrey was a winner here last time out. Over 6 furlongs on that occasion, drops back to 5 tomorrow, but again, comes into the race in good heart, and again, another one that you would have to put in the mix. So, competitive little race. I'm hoping that the top weight, Excellent Aim, can just go one better and get his head in front tomorrow.
Okay, Excellent Aim to poke his head in front for George Margerson and Lulu Stanford. Certainly a competitive affair, though. We'll move to Suddle's 325 next, a handicap over 1.5 miles. Just a 6 this time, Pimmers, but that doesn't really make it much easier.
It does not make it much easier, that is for sure. I think possibly Cashmere Peak might be in the grips of the handicapper, off a mark of 85. US Navy Seal, I thought he ran okay at Chelmsford City last time out when he was 4th of 8, but only beaten a length and a half behind Froude. And the Lockmaster, well, he comes from the yard that won this race last year, that yard of Michael Appleby's. And although he's a 9-year-old, he's been in cracking form of late, the old Lockmaster. And he ran well here in defeat last time out behind Gang Warfare. And that was over again the trip, as same as tomorrow, out of 1.5 miles. Golden Jubilee ran well in defeat as well at Wolves behind Jamhuri. And Vernon, he's an interesting player, that is for sure. Course and distance winner last time out. Went from a mark of 67 up to 75. But this 5-year-old could be progressive. Comes from a yard that we have a lot of respect for, that of Alan Swinbank and Joe Fanning doing the steering. And the other horse that I thought was interesting is the bottom one, Play Nicely. Who, to be fair, Philip Makin has ridden this horse on the last couple of occasions. Graham Gibbons takes over. I think if Makin had the chance to ride the race again last time out, he might not have been so proactive on him and went for home 3 furlongs out. I think he might have just saved a little bit more petrol for up that Suddle home straight. So I think with that possible error in judgment by Makin on that occasion, that Graham Gibbons might not kick quite as soon, and hopefully that Play Nicely can get back to winning ways.
Okay. Play Nicely, the pick.
Did he ever say that to you as a child?
What, Play Nicely?
Play Nicely, Alex, now, come on.
That is true, actually. Yeah, you do get that. Yeah.
I've heard that many a time.
Interesting as well, you mentioned Graham Gibbons on board, perhaps with a more waiting ride. He is one of the more patient jockeys, if you like. You often see a horse travelling well just off the pace under him, don't you? Whereas Philip Makin tends to be quite proactive, as you mentioned there.
Yeah, I like Graham Gibbons, and I like Graham Gibbons when he teams up with Baron. Very good combination.
Yeah.
And again, he had not ride for Rafe Beckett of late as well, Gibbons. So, yeah, he's playing his trade. He's very, very good. Mm. And certainly, if you have a bet and he's on board, you'll get a good run for your money.
Yeah, I think one of the North's most underrated jockeys, Graham Gibbons.
Yeah, I think you're more than likely right. But I do feel that, you know, that the Northern trainers do think he's a proper jockey.
Yeah. All right, then we'll move to Wincanton for the 3:05. It's a handicap hurdle over almost 2.5 miles. 8 runners going to post, and there's some interesting contenders here, Pimmers. We'll start with the Nichols runner, Baule de la Roque. Not the easiest to pronounce, but has strong claims here.
He certainly has, and what a cracking prize on offer, £9,384 to the winner. Prize money down to 6th place as well, so a competitive race and some good prize money to have on board. And as you say, a Baule de la Roque, an interesting runner from the Nichols yard, won his maiden hurdle at Doncaster last time out. That was on the soft going. Beat Divine Spear by 3¾ lengths. He could just be anything, this fellow. A French bred. He should relish the heavy ground at Wincanton tomorrow. We're presuming here that this is a horse with a progressive profile. If that's the case, I think he's a very interesting player tomorrow afternoon. Shamit Boy won the race last year. He's been very, very disappointed the last couple of occasions, so I think we'll have a watching brief from him. Love the yard of Harry Fry. Sir Ivan's interesting, although, again, just not got his head in front for a little while now. And Phantom Prince is another interesting one. He won last time out at Downpatrick, and he could be a player as well tomorrow afternoon. So, competitive, but if the Nichols horse has anything like any progress in him, he could be absolutely thrown in.
Given the fact he is trained by Paul Nichols, and those horses do tend to go very short, this race, if all 8 runners stay in, has a lovely each way field to it, doesn't it? And it could be, it wouldn't surprise me at all if this horse is backed off the boards, goes off a very, very short price indeed. Would you be more inclined then, rather than take the risk on a short price that we don't know that much about, to play each way in this?
If you force my hand to say, listen, you know, find one at a price, I think I'd go right to the bottom horse, the GG's GG.
Okay.
Interesting. David Noonan went from amateur to conditional. Mm. Good value for his £5. And he disappointed last time out, to be fair, at market raising this fella. But prior to that, he was in real good form. And again, off only 9 stone 12 tomorrow, he could be an interesting each way selection if you're looking for that way, that slant on it.
Okay. The final race we're going to look at is Wincanton's 3:40. It's a handicap chase over 2.5 miles, and it's the race of the day, isn't it, Pimmers?
It's an absolute cracker. Again, great prize money on offer, just short of 14 grand to the winner. Prize money down to 6th place. Happy days. And again, it's very, very competitive, that is for sure. I'd imagine that as Defer, your winner from Warwick just 7 days ago, could be an interesting player. Runs with a £7 penalty. David Noonan did the steering when he hosed up by 26 lengths at Warwick. And again, he could be just one that's come to life, found his form, relished the heavy ground at Warwick. And again, he could be absolutely chucked in tomorrow. St. Rafe won this race last year. He takes his place again in the lineup. The Robert Walford trained runner. He ran well enough in defeat last time out at Chepstow behind Octago Trial. So again, you'd imagine that he'll run a big race. He obviously likes it round here. And I'm afraid it comes back to another Nichols runner in the shape of Stiletto. I mean, he'll certainly get his heel in tomorrow, won't he, with that ground heavy.
That's dreadful, by the way.
Is it really? Yeah. Yeah. Again, slightly disappointed, I thought, to be honest, behind Violet Dancer at Newbury last time out. But again, if you can forgive him that slightly disappointing run, then I think, again, he becomes a player tomorrow afternoon. And the other horse that's heading the right way is Quite By Chance. 119, 123, now a mark of 129. This young boy, Paul O'Brien's ridden him on the two occasions that he's won. And again, although he's £10 higher than what he has been of late, again, his confidence will be sky high. Could be a player. So again, for the money, we've got a competitive race. If you're pinning me down to a single selection, I'm going to hope that As Defer is up on the upgrade.
OK, As Defer, the pick then in Wincanton's 3:40. Great stuff, Pimmers. Can you spin us through your selections? The 2 at Suddle and then the 2 at Wincanton on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, looking towards the 1:50 at Suddle, the opening selection is going to be Excellent Aim for George Margeson. In the 3:25 at Suddle, going to side with the bottom weight, Play Nicely. And over the sticks at Wincanton in the 3:05, we're going to go for Baule de la Roque. And in the finale, the very competitive handicap chase, I'm going to go for As Defer.
OK, lovely stuff, Pimmers. Best luck with your selections on Thursday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.